For this morning's ruling on an urgent interdict to prevent tomorrow's South African Society of Banking Officials, or SASBO's, planned a nationwide strike from going ahead. Business Unity South Africa brought the urgent interdict to the Labour Court in Braamfontein, Johannesburg. Naledi Nqobo reports.
Secretary General Joe Kokela says that SASBO is prepared to appeal if the court does not rule in its favour. He says the planned protest action this Friday is against thousands of retrenchments in the banking sector and also against exorbitant salaries paid to banking executives. He says 6,000 employees will be affected by retrenchments at Standard Bank alone.
ACDP leader, the Reverend Kenneth Meshwe, says many Nigerian members of the Nigeria-South Africa Unity Forum have acknowledged that many of their countrymen are involved in crime in South Africa. The aim of the forum is to provide a platform for healing for both South Africans and Nigerians following the recent violence in which foreign nationals were being targeted. Meshwe is one of the people behind the establishment of the forum.
The group of Nigerian leaders who have acknowledged that many among them, or some among them, have caused much pain and harm in South Africa. They want to firstly apologize for that harm and for that pain they've caused.
The Ekurhuleni Metro Municipality says blood samples were not taken to establish whether the suspended Metro Police officer was drunk or not. The municipality has now suspended a Metro Police superintendent and another